Reverend Gloria Hicks McLaughlin of God's Word Life Source Ministries podcast, broadcasting from godsword.eprn.us. Welcome. Today is the first Sunday after Christmas. It is known as Epiphany of the Lord. The scripture reading is taken from Matthew's Gospel, chapter 2, verses 1 through 12. I will be reading from the New International Version of the Bible. Hear the word of God. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star in the east and have come to worship him." When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all the people's chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them where the Christ was to be born. "In Bethlehem in Judea," they replied, "for this is what the prophet has written: But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for out of you will come a ruler who will be the shepherd of my people Israel." Then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and make a careful search for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me, so that I too may go and worship him." After they heard the king, they went on their way. And the star they had seen in the east went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was born. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshiped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold and of incense, and of myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route. The word of God for the people of God. The sermonic selection is entitled, "We Three Kings of Orient Are," sung by Jennifer Avalon.
Afar, field and fountain, moor and mountain, following yonder star, the star. Born a king on Bethlehem's plain, gold I bring to crown him again. King forever, ceasing never over a soul to reign. Oh, star of wonder, star of night, star with royal beauty bright, westward leading, still proceeding, guide us to thy perfect light. Frankincense to offer have I, incense owns a deity nigh, prayer and praising, all men raising, worship him God most high. Oh, star of wonder, star of night, star with royal beauty bright, westward leading, still proceeding, guide us to thy perfect.
Your hearing. And we just heard a wonderful rendition of the song, We Three Kings of Orient Are, sung by Jennifer Avalon, symbolizing Christ's identity and his mission. Dear Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable and pleasing unto you, my strength and my redeemer. Amen. The title of my message today is Epiphany of the Lord. Epiphany comes from the Greek word epistania, which means the appearance or manifestation of Jesus Christ to the world. Epiphany is also called Feast of the Epiphany. In the Christian tradition, it is the story of the revelation of God and that of God's love in the child born in Bethlehem. Many Christians around the world annually celebrate Epiphany, Epistania, on January 6th. It is a public holiday in many countries and marks two major events in the life of Christ according to the Christian Bible. Those two events are, firstly, the three wise men or the Magi, sometimes called the three kings, visited the infant Jesus. This commemorated the first manifestation of Jesus Christ to the Gentiles. You see, the Magi were the first Gentiles to worship Christ. born of the Virgin Mary, and was fully human. Secondly, the manifestation was that of his divinity, which occurred at his baptism in the Jordan River by John the Baptist. It was witnessed and recorded that Jesus was seen as being fully divine. In the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 2, in verses 2 and 3, Scripture says that during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star in the east and have come to worship him." When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. One thing for certain, King Herod was right to believe that the reign of Jesus would outlast his own reign. But Herod was absolutely wrong to fear the rule of Jesus, because Jesus did not come to take the throne of Herod for himself. Jesus was King of the Jews, but he had not come to set up a kingdom of law to rule with an iron hand as earthly rulers saw fit. But rather, Jesus had come to govern by grace and not by power. He had come to make peace between God and man. He had come to be a blessing to all Gentile nations and to be a blessing to King Herod as well. The main reason that the Gentile wise men sought Jesus was because they needed what only Jesus could give. They were believers in Christ. They didn't know or understand fully about God's plan of salvation, and yet they traveled hundreds of miles following a star, undoubtedly that God had placed in the sky to guide them to the Christ child so that they could worship him. To what distances, physically, mentally, emotionally, or psychologically, if you will you be willing to travel in your quest to find and meet the Savior so you can rightfully worship him? The birth of Jesus in Jerusalem had a major cause and effect on the people of Jerusalem. An imperial command was sent out that all individuals return to their ancestral towns, that all the world should be taxed. And because Mary was expecting to deliver Jesus around the time of the command had to be carried out, she and Joseph had to return to Bethlehem. Therefore, Jesus was born in Bethlehem. Jesus' birth in Jerusalem caused various reactions and disruptions in Jerusalem. Some of the people were comforted, and King Herod and others were disturbed. In fact, Herod wanted to kill Jesus, but the Magi were awakened spiritually, and in this awakening, they found comfort. As we observe and ponder the situation of our own lives in the world today, do we want to sit in the seat of complacency, arrogance, or idleness, ignoring the Savior's purpose and worth by scrutinizing, analyzing, and rationalizing our own invalid inactions? The answer should be an emphatic no. We want to acknowledge Jesus as our Lord and Savior, the chief ruler and king of our lives. We want to join with him to build his eternal kingdom, which is a right and a just, a righteous kingdom. The Magi brought expensive gifts to Jesus. They bought gold, which was a gift for royalty. The frankincense was a gift for deity, and myrrh was a spice used to anoint a body for burial. All of these gifts were worthy of a future king. The three wise men brought gifts and worshiped Jesus for who he was. This is true worship, when we honor God for who he is. Be willing to give him what is valuable to you. Worship God because he is perfect. He is just. Worship God because he is almighty. He is the creator of the universe. Worship God because he is worthy of the very best that you have to give. After the three wise men found Jesus and worshiped him, God warned them not to return through Jerusalem as they had intended. Epiphany is primarily a Christian holiday commemorating the Magi's visit to the baby Jesus and the baptism of Jesus by John the Baptist. Another focus is the Magi's visit is seen as the first appearance of Christ as Savior of the Gentiles as well as the Jews. Remember that after the Magi found Jesus and worshiped him, God warned them not to return through Jerusalem as they had originally planned. What has finding Jesus meant to you in your life? Has your life taken a different direction? Are you open to studying his word? Are you open to listening to the pure and unadulterated preaching of his word? Are you willing to follow his guidance? In what direction is your life going after finding Jesus? If you haven't found Jesus but desire to, what is the direction that your life needs to take? Have you given it any thought? Praying. Dear Heavenly Father, you are a perfect and awesome God. We have not always given you the best that we have to give. We ask your forgiveness. Thank you for your love, unmerited grace, and mercy. We are thankful that you forgive us of our slothfulness. We are thankful for your word, that which is written, and that which is preached to your honor and glory. Thank you, dear Lord, for setting our lives in the right direction and for inspiring us to follow your leadership through your son, Jesus. Help us as we strive to build your eternal kingdom. Praying now for those who are seeking and want to find Jesus, draw them near, that the course of their lives change to glorify and magnify your name. These blessings we ask in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus, who is the Christ. Amen. The closing song is entitled Joy to the World by the Pentatonix.
Joy to the world. And heaven in nature sing, and heaven.
praises ring.
Joy to the world, then we sing. Let them and their songs employ.
Oh, joy to the world, then we sing.
Repeat the sounding joy.
Oh. He rules the world with truth and grace, and makes the nations prove.
You are now able to enjoy exquisite coffee and espresso by Exquisite Barista from the comfort of your home or office. Now delivering our exquisite collection of coffee blends and flavors right to you. Visit exquisitebarista.com, click the Sip Something New button, and explore the open coffee shop selection. Feel free to give me a call or text message at 704-727-6141. We're still in business to give our customers the best service and unique luxury experience that will continue to go above and beyond.
Your number one internet radio station.
Exquisite Podcast Radio Network, www.eprn.us.